Arratsaldeon, sail ofizialeko Addicted to Love filma ikusi berri dugu eta orain egingo dugu prentzaurrekoa. Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. Let's commence the press conference which corresponds to the first film of the official section Addicted to Love. We have Liu Hao, the director, the producer Teresa Bong, and also the interpreter from Mandarin to Spanish is also with us. So therefore, first question, please.
Sí, allí.
Hola, buenos.
Hi, good morning. Yes, for the director, over here. Hi. I wanted to ask you, where does the idea come from for the film? Is this a personal experience, or whether have you had someone in your family, close to your family, to talk about elderly people and older age people in this way?
想到这个题材是因为你的那个是因为是你的家里人有这样的经历还是怎么样想到这个题材的这个故事呢因为我从小是跟我的奶奶一块长大的我是上海人我从七岁到我工作一直跟我奶奶一块生活在一块这个故事的灵感呢是三年之前我去杭州去我的助手家 我的助手呢，他的爷爷是92岁，然后我这个爷爷呢喜欢吃 KFC， 就喜欢吃肯德基，喜欢喝酷儿，然后有一天我跟他们在一块儿，然后他突然之间就给了我一个灵感，嗯。
The idea, when I was a child, I used to live with my grandmother. For instance, I was seven. 2 years ago, I traveled to Hangzhou. A friend of mine told me about a story about his grandfather. His grandfather is 92 years of age, and his grandfather likes to eat Kentucky, that is to say, and that's where the idea basically emerged from.
Further questions, please? Más preguntas, por favor.
Further questions?
Sí, allí. Allí, por favor.
Yes, at the back there. A lot of the success of the film is the chemistry that exists between the two leading actors. How was it to work with both of these old and this old couple?
非常好，他们两个演员非常非常，就是主要是这两个人的那个表演。那就是想问您一下，对跟这个工作当中这些演员的那个经历怎么样？
因为这两位演员呢，是都是非职业演员。These
two actors are not professionals.
像这个老先生呢，老先生他本人呢，以前是一个军人，是中国那个潜艇上的一个水兵，然后复员之后是在北京工艺美术厂，就是卖地毯的。
The elderly gentleman was in the military and he worked in a factory. After retiring, he started to sell articles. But his hobby is culture. He likes more cultural things.
这个区域呢，以前是中国的一个国防基地。 是个国防基地。那么阿姨呢，就是在这个区域呢，是唯一的一个国营单位的照相馆的唯一的一个女摄影师。The
lady is the only woman who she used to work in a photography store in an area which is quite restricted due to defense issues. There's a photography store, and she's the only person who worked in that photography store.
所以呢，这次把他俩找到一块之后，然后呢，我们就提前大概用了快一个半月左右，然后两位老人家就天天在一块儿，然后我们天天就拍那个拍戏，啊。Quite
fortunately, we found these two people, and before shooting the film, for about a month and a half, we spoke to them. We were talking. We talked to them and to try to explain what we wanted to do so that they both can have this feeling between both of them.
第二天开始，实际是不断的在给我们惊喜。
Well, when I started to shoot the film from the second day on, more and more so, surprises, we were surprised, surprises came along during the shooting of the film with both of the actors.
有60多工作人员，包括工人，大家就会情不自禁的话给他掌声。
And sometimes we applauded them after the shooting, after a day shoot. For example, there are more than 60 people during, and in some of the scenes we applauded them because they did a they gave a great performance. And some, we didn't need to take one. In some occasions, we only did one take. The truth is, they are really portraying their real life.
Sí.
You're saying about their real lives because these two people have also got Alzheimer, and that's why, is that what you mean? Or how did you write the script after meeting them? Or?
自己的生活是因为他们这两位老人实际上也有一定的那个老人痴呆症呢，还是怎么样的？
他是这样的，实际这两位老人，就我们拍摄这个地方是在北京的东区，他以前是个国防事业一个单位，就包括中国的原子弹啊、氢弹都是那边的配套的这么一个单位。那么这两位老人呢，尤其阿姨呢，是从年轻开始就是在那生活了，她就在那工作了。她应该从她手里是见证了那个地区从无到有，一直到现在又慢慢的走向一种，怎么说呢，一种凋敝的一种状态。那么就对阿姨身上实际是有一点。老年，我们不能说老年痴呆是有那么一丁点的病灶的。老先生没有。
In order to explain it, to explain this lady, the truth is, lived in that area. That area is an area in the east of Beijing. Formerly, it was a restricted area, and therefore the lady had spent all her life in that area. She knows the area very well.And it's almost like as if it were her real life. The truth is that the lady has some Alzheimer's symptoms, but the gentleman who portrays the old man doesn't. I would like... Could you... In the film, I like the way... How you...You talk about the political story and the social history of the country without saying it directly, how you suggest it, how it's suggested in the film. I would like you to talk about, could you talk a bit about the historical background that you managed in the plot of the film?
问你就是这部电影的时候，你有没有就是强调那个政治啊各方面，从一个社会的这个角度来看，就是为什么会有这样的想法？
实际是这样的，因为我就觉得这次我们拍这个电影应该是一个，对我个人来说是一个重归一个家庭，因为一个社会的无论它的怎么个变化，它的最小的基本单位是家庭，那么我可能这次把眼光是放在这么一个最基础的一个元素上。那么家庭，因为无论是东方西方，我们现在都在面临这么一个很真实的这么一个问题，家庭里边有父子之间、母子之间、兄弟姐妹之间的关系，它足够能够架构一个社会在一个大时代背景下的一个巨变。在他们身上可能没有大起大落的人生，但是一样有那个时代的那个印记在那儿。
What I wanted to reflect, especially, I've chosen the issue of relatives or family being the most important, independent of the fact whether it's the Western world or the Eastern world. The most important thing, family is the smallest unit in society. Independent of the changes in society, be they political, they do affect externally, they do affect the family, but the most important thing in the family is the relationship between father and son. between the different units or people in the family. So therefore, what I wanted to reflect here was, independent of any changes that may take place, how the family is, the truth be said.
Y supongo también...
And I suppose that apart from how the family in is, it's a reflection upon how we take care of our grandparents in this case. And the director has just said that he lived with his grandmother. Was that made your childhood much better, living next to an elderly person, as in this case your grandmother?
那么就是刚才您提到过你从小跟您的奶奶一起生活，就是这个经历是不是给你就是很好的一段经历，是怎么样的一个记忆？实际因为我从小跟奶奶一块长大，那么我们家庭来往的人员应该都是老人比较多。我奶奶呢就是认识人又比较多，所以呢就是我从小接触了都是老年人居多，但他们给我的更多的生活呢都是那种。 犄角旮旯的，你知道吗？都是一到老人就是有一种，有一种背后着什么。等我慢慢长大，有一天我写这个剧本的时候，我说为什么老人一定是需要这样？完全可以有一个另外的一种人生。另外的一种精彩。说的再直接一点，应该老人是一样需要尊严的，不是说一到年纪大了他就是在，那个房角下面，一束太阳光下就这么佝偻着啊。
My experience with my grandmother it allowed me to get in touch and have in touch with other elderly people, in contact with other elderly people. The elderly people that I've met, sometimes these are people, well, an elderly gentleman, for example, would sit in a corner, very relaxed, for example, and not do too many things. And when I started to write this script, I was thinking in another way. That is, why do all elderly people have to be like that? That is, elderly people, I imagine, also feel pride and they have to defend themselves and perhaps they've got to have other different aspects. And that's why these different characters emerged different to the ones that I knew when I was a child.
除了温情，除了温暖的东西之外，一样也会有两代人之间观念上的一种差异的东西，一样也会每天我们面对的是事无巨细的一些具体的问题。所以当时那我跟我奶奶之间一直是到零二年，然后之间她突然就觉得我要去学电影了。 然后我就跟我奶奶说，然后我从那个上海到了北京，然后就再也没见了。The
experience with my grandmother, not only has she given me a lot of affection, but obviously we have differences between grandmother and grandson. We obviously different problems and different points of view. Up until this gentleman in Shanghai, when he decided to learn and to study, to see the film in Beijing, he left Shanghai. That is why since 1998, he didn't see his grandmother. During that period that I lived with my grandmother, I thought that, I'm very grateful for them. I wanted to ask you about the title, why you chose the title, and do you believe that love is always addictive?
他解释，我不知道那个怎么说，他那个，因为他的英文的这个名字就是好像是说是爱的，对，为什么选择了那个？这个很巧，实际
addictive to love 这个名字是我下原先是我下一部电影的英文名字。 那为什么会用呢？因为老衲呢是对中国人来看，他都看得懂，对亚洲人都看得懂。但是如果对一个西方或怎么这个名字，大家未必会明白这什么意思。而且后来当时我们在翻译的时候，大家就在聊这个问题。他说：“导演，你觉得这也是说两个人一个老人之间的一段爱情的故事？”那个，你为什么不把诗人？哎，我说有对。
The truth is, the title of the film is the title of my next film. It's not this film. The truth is that this film, in Chinese, is Lao Na. Lao Na is a way of calling an elderly gentleman in a very tender way, an affectionate way. The title has changed and accidentally, but it's very difficult to explain this. One day when I started to think, well, what title should I give it in English? Well, the issue arose that the truth that this is a film of the love between two people. That's why the title was given to it, Addicted to Love. Now I've got the problem with my next film. What name am I going to give to my next film?
Bueno, pues si no nos...
Well, if you're not going to tell us the title, could you tell us what's your next film, what's your next project going to be about, and is it easy to be a director in your country? Thank you.
下一部电影的名字，你能不能告诉下一部电影是关于哪方面的题材？哦，好，我下面一部电影的名字叫《诗人》，写诗的诗，诗人，故事是说一个女人的故事，就一个女人。 爱自己的丈夫，然后她跟自己的丈夫说：“我爱你，我总有一天连你的影子，就身体的影子跟气味我都要带走。”通篇就是说，这个女人最后如何实现自己的承诺？她带走了她自己丈夫的身影跟气味，就同时她也带走了那一段历史。La
próxima.
My next film will be called Poet. It's a story about a woman. And how she loved her husband. Her husband said, I love you so much, sometime, and when I go, I will take my shadow, I'll take all the shades and all of your smells with you. And this is how the woman, it's a story about how the woman brings about a story as regards to the shadows and the smells of the other character. And is it easy to be a director in China? I think that was the question again.
Oh, 很难.
Very difficult in China. And this film, it took me 3 years from when I started to write the script. And the next film will probably take 4 years. Why is it that difficult?
中国社会它现在的经济是高速发展，它尤其是从计划经济向市场经济之后，所有衡量一切事物的标准都是靠数字，都是靠钱。所以呢，就是各行各业，包括我们的电影业，也同样是在追逐这么一种数字的游戏。所以，更多的资本商，包括就电影投资商，他们更愿意的话，应该把资本投入在一些就是刺激眼球的感官上这种大片上面。
As you know, society is changing very quickly, and the truth is we're playing at figures, numbers, and the market has to do with numbers, and the cinema industry it always focuses upon numbers, figures, and the producers, the industries, always invest in films, the most commercial type films, that has got more figures, money-wise, that is to say. The truth is they're not looking at the film itself. They're worried about the commercial side of things, of this game of having to make money and more figures.
整个过程实际是我的 producer 从无开始一直到现在，你们可以问的。
Que podéis preguntar.
You can ask the producer. But the film has taken us 3 years' time, but you can ask the producer, perhaps, that question. I'm sorry, we can't hear the question. For the producer, 3 years of time to achieve subsidies or permission or permits, for what, this 3 years' time?
用来这三年用来取得那个拍摄的权利各方面，为什么用了三年？
I think you...
film, and you can know that this is not a kind of mainstream topic. It's about a relationship between two elderly women, elderly people, and also about family matter. And it's not a commercial topic at all. So, I mean, at the very beginning, we thought that maybe we should try another strategy. So that's why I think we are very lucky in the sense that we are able to secure some funding abroad, like we got support from Sundance Institute or a funding from the Switzerland. So that's why, so I think we spent the first 1 year to do all this stuff. We tried to take that strategy to try to approach overseas festival. We applied to project market and also film funding. And then, so after 18 months, we feel that, okay, we got the foundation. And so Liu Hao, he, other than he is the filmmaker, he's also the producer as well. That's explain why making film in China is difficult. Other than making film, the filmmaker also has to be the producer as well. So he approached, you know, many investors in mainland China, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we spend now is free. I remember that we start this project in June 2007, and it's 3 years, and we are here in St. Sebastian. And I think we also have a good news to share with you all. And this time we're very happy because we are able to secure the certificate from the Chinese Film Bureau. So that's why at the moment we are, hopefully we could find a distributor or partner in China, and hopefully we could show the film in China as well.
Nick, ¿lo puede hacer tú?
No, la traducción ha sido simultánea.
Vale,
está bien, gracias. Allí, por favor.
Yes, the translation was simultaneous, that's right. Hi, good afternoon. Excuse me, but my question has nothing to do with the main plot. There is a scene in which the two old people, the two old colleagues, they talk about the atomic bomb in 1958. What does that scene exactly, what does it mean? What are you trying to tell us?
Yeah. 我说了，这些老人在这个电影里边，他们都参与了1958年中国第一颗原子弹爆炸的这么一个
啊，就生产。
对对对对对对。
面。
These two characters participated in the manufacturing of the first bomb that was made in China, and that's why that scene that's especially mentioned there because in 1958.China managed to manufacture its first, the atomic bomb, and that's right, I think. And this character, these characters participated in the factory, that is to say, they worked there.
里边出现的老人，在现实生活当中，他们本身就是参与那个活动的，不是演出来，是真的。
Realmente.
The truth is, that factory that they were talking about,That factory manufactured the bomb. That's where they made the bomb. And the characters and the actors are people who really worked in that factory. They still continue to live in that area. Just another curiosity, the two, they're not professional actors, are they? The rest of the actors who play the children of the protagonist, are they professional actors?
就演他儿子女儿的那些是不是专业演员？
对，那个，除了那个女儿跟女婿，是我第一个电影就在柏林获奖的那个，他们是专业演员，其他都是非职业的。
就是女儿和女婿。
对对对对。
Only the daughter...And the son-in-law, these are the only two professional actors. The rest are not professional actors.
Daughter and also the son-in-law is also participate in his first project called Chenme and Mating and got the award in Berlin Film Festival in 2002.
¿Más preguntas, por favor?
Any further questions?No more? Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.